Hey, folks, Big JD here.
And I'm Lippo.
And we are rebroadcasting a Jabbercast show for this Sunday morning.
August 31st, 2008.
We are rebroadcasting this show because we tried to do a remote show and I had issues with my computer, technical difficulties. I'm sure you know the continuing saga. And Lippo is away golfing this wonderful Sunday morning on this holiday weekend. So that's F-O-R-E.
Yes.
That means look out.
No.
Danger on the green. So here we go with one of our previously recorded shows, and we'll be back next weekend for our real 99th show on history of the auto or auto industry or
cars.
You can check that information out on the schedule page of the Jabbercast website, www.thejabbercast.com. You can leave us a message by using our
Jingle widget, which you can get to by going to our contact page. Leave a message there with something like, where's my new Jabbercast this week? I miss my new Jabbercast. Yeah, I know. It sucks when that happens. We don't like it either, but stuff happens.
Yeah, but we're going to drop the previously recorded show as if it was a regular Jabbercast show. And it'll give you an opportunity because, you know, we've got something from way back in the archives that you either never heard or haven't heard for a long time. And we'll pick it back up next week with the auto show. That'll be our 99th show. So we're going to have our 100th show the week after. In 2 weeks, it's the 100th show. And we're going to have some fun that day. So
see you next week, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Jabbercast. Oh, wait, what? No, didn't record? No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast. This is show number 3 for the week of
October 9th, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How's it going, Big JD?
Going good.
Glad to hear that.
Not too bad. How about you?
I've been a little better. If our listeners might notice a little different sound in my voice, it's because I had some septoplasty.
Septoplasty.
Yes.
Where can I get some?
At the candy store down the road.
Candy?
Yeah.
Now, there's something.
Actually, it's a thing in your nose. It's got to get straightened. When you're a kid, you get your nose broken. You don't get it fixed later on in life. You're going to have to get some septoplasty if you want to breathe properly. So it's a little operation, and I got some tubes in my nose right now while I'm speaking to you.
We got Halloween coming up around the corner. We talked about it being scary last time.
That's right.
But now we want to talk about the candy.
The candy that you may get for Halloween, but I doubt it. The candy we're going to talk about this week is the stuff that it's from days gone by. It's stuff you don't see around that much in your local Max Milk 7-Eleven store.
Candy from when you were a kid. Nostalgic candy, if you will.
But what maybe if you're a kid listening to the show right now?
If you're a kid listening to the show now,
yeah,
you're going to wish you had the candy that we had when we were kids.
That's right.
That's what I think. Although I'm sure they have some good candy, but nowadays I think, you know, we probably don't go into little variety convenience stores and look for the candy and penny candy anymore. You and I, at our age,
that's right,
20 and 21, so
me being the 20, him being the 21. I think the difference between now and days of gone by is the fact that candy makers were usually family oriented companies.
Sure.
So they had their own recipe that, you know, was handed down, and they made a way to make a business out of it. But now all the candy companies that are out there distributing to your Max Milks and your 7-Elevens out there, it's just like radio, just two or three big companies that, you know, mass produce this candy.
Yeah, and I think there's some of the families that still make candy are on a larger scale candy that's been around for a long time, and like box candy, maybe not so much the small little things anymore. You still find, I'm sure, some of the little penny candy I've found around occasionally here and there. When I have my little binge on a Sunday, occasionally I frequent the little thing, like the little, remember the old bananas, penny candy bananas,
or
little strawberry ones, and you can get them in bags still and
sure,
whatnot. But there was some other really good stuff I remember from when I was a kid, and we'd go down to the local store down at the end of our street, a few blocks down.
What kind of store was
over.
It?
It was just a little confectionery.
Okay,
a little
confectionery.
And it was called. It was actually had a name, and it was called Riverside Variety. We used to call it Chuck's because the owner's name was Chuck. He was a bigger man. Kind of reminded me. He had the look of Captain Kangaroo.
Okay.
So I don't know how many people are familiar with Captain Kangaroo or his background, which was very important in World War II thing, but we won't get into Kangaroo, but you might want to check that out sometime. Yeah, it was. We called it Chuck's. We're going down to Chuck's. You got a quarter? You got 50 cents? Got some pop bottles? Let's go down to Chuck's. Pop bottles was a big thing. We used to go collect pop bottles up down the street all the time.
That was your daily fix of candy right there.
Sure.
Collect the pop bottles, bring them in, they give you the money, you buy the candy.
And candy was cheap then, too. You might get a couple for a penny or five for, you know, a penny even or something. It was pretty cheap. Well, you go in there with a quarter and you got lots of candy.
Yeah, I used to get the little bags. I mean, they were little bags, but...
Like a grab bag type thing.
Yeah, fill it up for a quarter.
Yeah.
And it was all those bananas or some and strawberries.
Or ready-made grab bags.
The ready-made, yeah. Sometimes they had crap in there.
Yeah.
That's another thing. But what was the crappiest... candy.
The crappiest candy. Yeah. There were some candies I didn't. I never particularly cared much for licorice and black licorice. And they remember the black licorice pipes?
Oh, yeah.
And the end of the pipe, the lit part, would have a little bit of red something or other on it. I don't know if there was something.
Hard sugar is what it was.
Yeah,
as
something
I recall.
There. Or the what I used to get sometimes, and I don't recall the name of this candy, and I would have liked to be able to look this one up. I did have to look a couple up that I forgot and had a couple people email about candy names. And it was a licorice stick sticking out of a little package of white-type sugar.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Almost like a icing sugar type thing.
I remember that.
I used to love that sugar, but I never once ate the licorice. My whole childhood life, I never had that licorice.
Well, you must have tried it once.
No, I didn't. I knew it's licorice, and I never liked licorice. The only licorice I didn't mind was when the guy come by with the ice cream truck, and mm-hmm. I'd have that the tiger stripe ice cream. I didn't mind that, the licorice flavor in the... ice cream, but I didn't care for licorice. Although I like licorice-flavored gum. There was like the Black Cat gum, I think.
Black Cat. My wife loves Black Cat, and she loves Tiger Stripe ice cream. That's her only ice cream she'll eat.
And there was something else I was thinking about when I was thinking about the cat gum was Black Bart. That was something. Wasn't that a black? Was that a gum? Black Bart gum?
I don't recall Black Bart.
It might have been a big cigar. A big gum cigar. Black Bart. And Bart obviously being, I think, a... pirate maybe or something. I can't recall, but I thought there was a Black Bart thing.
Before the days of Bart Simpson, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mojos?
Mojos. Tell me what they were.
Yeah, a little individually wrapped mojo, like a chewy type little candy.
Oh, mojos,
they were small.
Yeah. They were little candies.
That very small, yeah, and they were wrapped. Yeah,
they're wrapped.
Individually wrapped, and I can carry on with a few others if you... Lick-A-Mix. It was like two packages of almost Kool-Aid type stuff in with another section of it, and you could tear them apart if you wanted to. It had the stick in it,
a
Lick-A-Mix. And I think they might have changed the name to like something like Lick-A-Stick later or something, but it had a stick in it that you could eat, but you'd dip it in the other two.
Yeah, and, little perforated bags that you pulled apart from each other.
Yeah, that was neat stuff. And something that was a real favorite that we used to also give my grandmother's dog when we were kids, Pop Rocks. You remember Pop Rocks? The dog would go berserk. It was like worse than peanut butter for a dog. Yeah, Pop Rocks. Yeah, I've seen them around, still available. And some of the stuff that you can still order this stuff online, but Pop Rocks are great.
You give them to your dog.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother's dog, and the dog would just be, his mouth would be popping like crazy.
But he'd go back for, he'd say, oh, yeah, these are the things that taste
good. Sure, they're tasty. I can't take it, but it's tasty. How about wax lips? Remember the wax lips?
I remember wax lips. I remember a lot of wax.
There was a lot of wax stuff. Some had waxed little wax things with liquid in them. You could enjoy the liquid.
Right.
And I had a guy mention to me, they had liquid in them. And some people that, you know, maybe didn't have money or couldn't afford more candy, they'd just eat the wax after. And he mentioned it being like welfare candy. But I'm like, well, I think that was the idea, to chew on the wax, like wax lips, or because the wax would be flavored from the liquid if you know, and you could chew on the wax for longer than gum, I think.
Well, the wax lips were flavored lips, basically.
Sure,
flavored
those
wax.
Were flavored, yeah.
And that's where I got the idea of eating the wax, too. I remember eating the wax like a couple times and thinking...
I never ate it and swallowed it, but I chewed it. Did you swallow the wax?
I swallowed the wax, sure. That's when the pop bottle supply was all dry.
Yeah. Well, I guess then it's welfare candy, wax candy.
Yeah.
Isn't just for wax.
And they were relatively inexpensive. I remember, you know, if you had like 2 cents or something, or a penny, it was like you could get yourself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It was a big thing. And they were big lips. And they actually looked cool. It was good for a laugh every
time. You could put them
time.
In your mouth and you'd look funny, yeah.
Yeah.
How about the dots on the paper? Remember the long strip of paper that had dots, candy dots on it? And you'd always take them off and the paper would still stay attached to the little dot candy? And you'd eat the paper with it?
No,
the long
I don't
strip
that.
Of paper.
Yeah.
Different colored, like rainbow, of like a stripe of yellow dots, a stripe of blue, a stripe of red. And you just pull them off. But the paper would always stick to the bottom of them. And you'd have to eat it because you couldn't always get it right off as hard as you tried.
That does not ring any bells.
I never really knew the name, I don't think, of them, but I would call them, like, later, maybe, like, blotter candy, or because it just looked like a blotter drop or something. Like, we won't get into what blotter could refer to, but...
And paper.
And pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks. Those are awesome. I love those.
Yeah, kind of a neat-looking wrapped kind of straw.
It was a very attractive candy. Now they just make them plain old, one color.
Yeah, I don't know the name of... They also made big ones. You remember the big, more plastic-looking straw? And they were really big.
Oh, yeah.
Wide, thick, and big straw. Those were rather neat as well, I think. Fizz. Big, long strip of fizz candy. You could tear off each individual perforated thing, but they're fizz, and you eat them inside them.
Oh, right, right,
start
right.
To fizz inside
your
mouth.
It was like a roll of them.
Yeah, whole roll. And, and I think you could probably still buy those. I think I might have seen them occasionally at Walmart.
I think you're right. Now, what about your favorite candy? What is your favorite candy?
My favorite candy
that you can
from
remember with
kid?
The most fondness, and you say, "Oh, I can't wait to go to the store and get some of these."
A few things stand out. One in particular, when we used to go to my grandmother's all the time, we'd go to the store down the street from her, another little confectionery, and this guy had little individual small boxes, which were inside them were pies. They were just small little box, but a single individual little pie. And I never saw these at any other store ever, and we always used to get them only when we went to my grandmother's. And blueberry pie. Apple pie.
Was it a piece of pie or a whole pie?
A whole pie, just like a real pie would be, in a small little box. Like real small little box, like not much bigger than, you know, a size of a grown-up hand or something. And it was neat, an individual little pie. And boy, were those good. That stands out. And also what stands out for me are the candy necklaces. Don't ask me why, but I sure love the taste of those. Of course, rockets were always a favorite. And that, you know, stemmed, I guess, from Halloween, the rocket candies.
Yes, rockets, of course.
But those necklaces always had great tasting candy.
Rockets tasted similar, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, sort of. I think the necklaces were a little sweeter. Rockets were maybe a little bit, had a little sour tinge to them, sort of. But and with those necklaces, eventually there was bracelets like that and things on a chain and rings that they made out of the same stuff. It was kind of neat.
It was a little piece of elastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing, I remember always, you could always tell the kids who had bought the, you know, that stayed with them the rest of the day and into the next night, you know.
Sure.
Stained their skin.
Yeah.
They'd eat it, you know, and their lips would touch the one next to it, and then that would leave a mark on their skin, and they'd have all this rainbow skin around their neck.
I don't recall actually wearing it.
What?
Or my brother.
You never wore the necklace?
No, it didn't last long enough. Man, I'd just eat that thing right away. Right away. And you know what I did in a lot of cases is, I don't know how people ate these things, but rather than bite an individual one, I'd take a whole end of the necklace and put it in my mouth and just chew and bust it all up until half of the thing was gone. And I'd put the other half of the necklace in my mouth and just chew it, eat it.
Give it
Couldn't
to
wait
me.
To get the candy. Couldn't Give wait it. To get the candy.
Were you one of those kids who bought cigarettes and pretended you were smoking?
Oh, that's some great stuff. Yeah, sort of. I think I ate everything too fast. Rather than just like played around.
Actually played with the toy that the candy was supposed to be, like the lips and
the But the candy cigarettes, fantastic thing to bring up.
Popeye
cigarettes. And they actually say Popeye candy on them now if you find them. They don't say cigarettes anymore.
No more cigarettes.
Not allowed to, no.
But Popeye never smoked cigarettes. What the hell's up with that?
He had a pipe, though.
Yes, but not cigarettes.
Corn cob pipe. And that's something I always wanted as a kid, too, a corn cob pipe. And I had them occasionally.
Sure.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat thing, though.
And what would you put in your corn cob pipe?
Didn't put a thing in it.
You would just look good with your corn cob
pipe. I don't know how good I looked. Two, three-year-old kid walking around the corn cob pipe. Hey!
And your
anybody got a light?
Huckleberry Finn had a...
Candy cigarettes. I mentioned that candy cigar thing, but they had chocolate cigarettes. They were actually wrapped in a paper, and they were chocolate. Those were good.
Oh, yeah. Those were expensive, if I'm not mistaken.
More expensive than the Popeye, for sure.
Yeah.
And then there were other ones that were gum... cigarettes, and they always had like a powder to them, like you know how gum does, like when you buy trading cards, and they had that was good gum in the trading cards.
Oh, I always loved that gum. Yeah,
but these candy cigarettes were that type of thing, and they always had kind of a powder to that.
So it didn't stick to the wrapping,
right? So you could actually put that cigarette in your mouth and blow, and a little bit of puffed smoke would come out the end. So that would look kind of neat. So I had time for that. Yeah. Then out of the wrapper, eat the gum.
Jeff was a candy hound.
I was a candy freak, man.
There was one candy
I had the teeth to prove it.
That I found that over the years has really is a shadow of its former self, and that is Kraft Caramel Squares.
Oh, don't even mention them.
Why?
I just love those.
I love them too, but there's no such thing now.
Kraft Caramel? Well, oh, sure. You get them. The individual little square caramels wrapped. Yeah, sure. You can buy them for like baking and everything, like at the grocery store or whatever.
They don't
or you
taste
can buy them.
The same, though.
Maybe not quite the same.
They're missing some kind of
they've got
creaminess or something.
I was going to say they are a little more kind of on the creamy side than the...
Than they used to be?
Yeah.
Or maybe they were sweeter before. There's something I know that's
yeah,
not
I'm sure things have changed as time goes on.
And there's so many imitators of those now.
Yeah. And those ones aren't as good as the Kraft, though, anyway.
Not even close.
But the Kraft always came in the dark and the light caramel.
Oh, the dark caramel. I totally forgot about those.
The dark caramel,
you don't
yeah.
see those anymore, do
those
you?
Those were kind of a specialty, although I always loved the lighter shade better.
Sure.
I think you can get them both still. And you know what else was kind of similar to that, but really good tasting candy. Wasn't a fudge, wasn't a caramel. These ones were like little square caramel looking things. They weren't wrapped or anything like that, but you'd get them in light and dark as well. And they were like they were smaller size than a caramel, little square things in the penny candy thing. Sometimes under the counter where they had all the penny candy.
Yeah.
And they had these, and they were like, I don't know what they're called, but they were almost like a fudge, but a chocolate fudge caramel type little thing. Small little squares, dark and light as well. So.
And not wrapped.
Something somebody might remember. No, they weren't wrapped.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And they were really good. And you can still get those at like the bulk store or something like that. And sometimes now they're in shapes of, I don't know what, little small animals or I don't know what they
right.
are.
Right. It's supposed to be a low budge fudge, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's not really a fudge, but it's a similar type thing. And they're tasty. I can vouch for that for sure.
You go to the bulk store on Sunday binge
occasionally we go to the bulk store, yeah. Another thing I wanted to mention was the sponge toffee. Do you remember sponge toffee? Pull your fillings right out of your teeth out if you're
that
not
was
careful.
That was one of the candies I just loved.
Sponge
it
toffee.
It had like the cellophane kind of wrapper on
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. You pull it off, and was that stuff ever sticky and messy?
Oh, and
messy
melted in your mouth, though. Just...
Yeah.
Ah, I loved it.
Sound effects by Lippo.
Did I make a sound effect? Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I love that stuff. It was light, really light.
And you can still find that around, and as well, a lot of like places like Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, you can get that stuff, and they dip it in chocolate.
Ooh.
Half of it's dipped in chocolate, and half is not, and that's kind of neat, tasty, wonderful, beautiful. Smells good, too. When they're making it, there's a recipe I'd like. I was going to make that at one time. I think I was going to make that sponge toffee, and I got the little thermometer that you put in the pot and everything for stirring everything up, and I never did make them. But I think somebody at work gave me a recipe for that. That would have been exquisite.
What about Macintosh toffee? Was in a
That's the next point I was going to. Yeah, another filling puller outer for
geez.
Sure. That stuff was brutal. You couldn't even. There wasn't much you could do with that. Just try and bust a piece off and suck on it somehow. That'd have been nice if it was soft. Boy, I'd have went through a lot more of that.
Oh, yeah.
But
that
it was always great.
That was
to
the good stuff. Like, you knew that was high quality.
Yeah. Yeah. Caramel. That was something special. That was caramel as opposed to actual small candy, penny candy and stuff like that. And then there's like chocolate bars and things like that as well. I mean, remember Eat More chocolate bar? I don't really see that around. Sometimes in the small size when they get them in a bag for Halloween candy or something. Eat More chocolate bar.
Oh, Eat More's, yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of a nut-filled nougat.
Yeah.
A little harder on the harder side, like, chewy.
Yes, it was chewy.
And this Charleston Chew. Remember that? Was an
yeah,
old
I do remember that.
The Marathon bar, a really long one.
Marathon,
I think, was it the Marathon one that was like, it was laid out like this and then another one the other way and holes all in the middle of it? Or was that Charleston? I think Marathon. Really long?
Yes.
There was one of them that was, they'd drop the chocolate like this.
That rings a bell.
But I can't recall exactly what it is. And those were nice because they were super long.
Yeah, more bang for your
and
buck.
I remember all the years growing up, our chocolate bars were never really that big of chocolate bars, but you'd go to Detroit, you go to the States.
Yes.
And they always had the super size, king size chocolate bars.
Right.
They were big. Like, you get a Crispy Crunch here, and then you go over there and get Crispy Crunch or Coffee Crisp.
It was
and
two and a half times the size.
Huge. Yeah. Yeah. That was really neat. We always had the smaller size over here in Canada, but chocolate bars were... And the big peppermints, Nielsen peppermints or something like that. They had a couple different kinds, actually, but there's a big round.
I remember the big round, yeah. I don't remember Nielsen's, but it was...
There was a the Polar thing, I think, or something it was called. Anyways, they were they had some in blue and silver packaging.
Yes.
And then they had the green and silver, which was, I think, the Nielsen, I think, made that.
Oh, okay. But then
Nestle's had, or Nielsen, I don't know.
The one had the dark chocolate and had the light chocolate on it as well.
Yeah, there was light and dark too, yeah. And then there's, of course, boxed ones you could get with the smaller round peppermint, chocolate peppermint type things, stuff like that.
What about chips?
Munchos. You don't see that around. Remember Munchos?
Yeah, I do.
It was like
Munchos.
A chip, but it was like really different. Well, oddly shaped. And
oddly shaped, and you could tell it was processed.
That the onion rings? You remember the onion rings?
That was the beginning of the end there. No.
I liked Munchos, but...
Onion rings.
They were like small onion rings.
No,
and they
I
were
don't.
Sour cream and onion rings, and they were small, lighter in shade with little green dot things on them, like it was supposed to be pieces of onion almost. Those were really good. I think they're just called onion rings. You might know them to see them. And
yeah, maybe. Yeah, if you're mentioning a lot of stuff, I'm sure if I actually saw the wrapper.
And the pita puffs came across at one time. Actually, that was a little later, I think, though. Little pita puffs. They were little square things, and they were hollow inside. Pita puffs. Crunchy little
hollow.
Pita puffs. Yeah.
And then what did they taste like? What was the flavor?
You can get a few different flavors. I think they had maybe sour cream and onion or barbecue, and they're little pita puffs. And it's like a hard pita puff, small, too. Like, kind of neat, though.
But that's more snacky stuff.
Yeah, we're getting into a little bit more into snacks, but I want to cover the whole range.
You want to cover the whole range of going into
we
Chucks.
We can go back into gum a little bit. Yeah, Chucks. That's what I got on the brain right now.
Obviously.
That's where, although there was another store that was a few blocks further down by one of the grade schools I went to, and I what I recall from there more than anything, they had a lot of good stuff, too, and a little place there where you could sit and have French fries and things, which I never did. I never seemed to be at the age where... You know, you'd sit and hang out and have fries and pop and stuff. I'd go in there for candy and
sure.
And chunks or chunkies? Chunks. Big square piece of chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, yeah.
And there's a couple different kinds of those. I think there was a plain and peanut in them or something. Chunks. Was that it?
That was
they weren't individually wrapped or anything. Then later they were, I think. They'd come two or three in a pack. But they were individual. You just buy it. And,
big chunk.
Yeah. I got in a lot of trouble for stealing some of them once. Somebody I was with squealed on me and
stealing candy.
Sure, when I was little, I stole here and there candy.
I think every kid.
I guess I shoved it in my pocket. And they called my parents, and you know.
Sure.
Honestly, never stole after that again, though.
Yeah, me too.
And I was just little.
Yeah, that's the last time you stole.
Yeah, it is the last time I stole anything.
Besides, you stole
on a small
your,
scale, anyways.
Okay, I was going to say. Last time I stole out of a candy store, anyway.
Stole my wife's heart.
I was just going to mention it. What about Sensen? Do you remember Sensen?
Oh, wasn't that some kind of incense? Or was he the karate trainer? Who's Sensen?
Sensen, it's a candy. They came in little packages about this big.
Did you have a Chinese variety store around your house or something with Sensen? No, I don't know. I don't remember that. So what was the candy?
It was like a sweet little
Sensen.
Sensen candy, yeah.
No, I'd like to know what it was, but I never met a candy I didn't like. But
okay. I'm trying to think of other candies that we haven't mentioned in our part of my past. I remember it. I liked.
This is not really a chocolate bar or anything like that, but a bit of honey. Oh, a bit of honey.
Bit of honey. What was that?
Okay, yeah. And it came in a little thing like a chocolate bar. They were it was wrapped, but yet individually wrapped as well. Little strips.
Right.
The other way. So, you know, you could break one off and have one kind of your own little chew size thing individually.
Right.
And I've seen them individually, able to buy individually, too, a small little wrap bit of honeys. And it was like a peanut butter and honey type little thing. And don't get me started on peanut butter and honey.
Why?
That's another show, boy. Oh,
is it really?
Peanut butter and honey. You ever eat peanut butter and honey together?
Oh, Carl, yeah,
okay,
sure.
Yeah, there's people that haven't. I turned them on to it, though, and they just went crazy after.
Oh,
never saw them again. Loved it.
Never saw them again.
Milk Duds?
Oh,
that was a good candy.
There was
another one to pull out your fillings, though, I think.
It was definitely a filling point, and they had a really good marketing thing, too. Good and Plenty was another one.
Good and Plenty, sure. The one with...
That's right. And that was,
Choo-choo Charlie.
You probably didn't like it, though, did you?
No, because it was licorice.
Licorice, exactly.
Which leads into the what is it? Bisnette?
Bisnette,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, sure. My brother loves the Bisnettes, and they're all very colorful. And I like chewing the each side off, but I wouldn't eat the licorice on them.
That's too funny.
I definitely would chew it up.
You could do that with a little Good and Plenty, too. Chew the candy off the top.
Yeah, same thing. I'd do that. There was a few things I'd suck the candy off of. And I just want to mention a couple of pops here. Faygo, right out of Detroit. It's kind of a kid thing. We used to go to the store and buy Coke, buy Faygo, buy an RC Cola. Remember RC Cola?
RC Cola, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. RC Cola.
That was what did RC stand for?
RC. Oh no, it was a person, wasn't it? RC. Jeez.
I don't know what RC stood, but I remember the commercials on TV. RC Cola.
Yes. Sing it, Jeff.
Me and my RC. Me and my RC. That's what it, I don't know the whole thing, but remember that? Me and my RC.
Yeah, that's ringing a bell for sure.
Royal Crown.
Royal Crown?
Isn't that it?
Royal Crown Cola.
No. Royal Crown Cola. You heard it here first, folks. Last. I don't think it's available anymore anywhere.
Well, that, if it was Royal Crown, it would be like...
That little tidbit of information comes from my wonderful wife, Lana.
Thanks, Lana.
Who's here visiting in the studio today.
Visiting.
Yeah. Nice of her to come down.
Yeah.
And...
Right into the
Let's
gum.
Let's just make a quickie out of the gum. We got the Black Cat and the Black Bart thing and all that stuff. And Bubble Yum. That was came out way back when.
And what was the big thing about Bubble? I remember it was
Bubble
like
Yum
a,
was
big
like a
chunk.
Big square chunk, and it was great for making big bubbles.
It was, yeah. It was
as like opposed to Bazooka, which was smaller
right.
pieces. But Bazooka Boy, that's you just can't get away from the beauty of Bazooka, which came with the comic.
That's right.
Remember Joe in there?
What's
his
yeah.
name? Something
yeah,
Joe. Bazooka
lamest,
Joe.
The lamest cartoons.
That's
you
okay,
could ever...
though. And you read every one of them, matter how lame you thought it was going to be or how many times you got the same one. Which, thinking back, I don't know if I ever got the same one.
No, I don't think you ever get the same one. As a kid, you're thinking, oh, maybe that's over my head or something. I don't get it. And you give the comic to somebody else, and they say, you don't get that. Oh, that's too bad. I'm like, oh, geez. I remember always thinking that. I never got the...
Big Red? Remember Big Red? You can still get that. Big Red Gum. That was kind of neat. And but an old favorite of mine that you very rarely find anymore, Fruit Stripe Gum. Remember the zebra?
Oh, yeah.
Fruit Stripe Gum. Wasn't that something?
It was something for about 3 seconds, and then the flavor went.
Yeah.
It was very short-lived.
Which leads me into the last one I wanted to mention on our nostalgic candy. And how could you have a show without mentioning this particular gum? Thrills.
Yeah.
Remember Thrills?
I remember Thrills,
yeah. Soap. The gum that tastes like soap. And you can still find that around. Thrills. It was purple. It tastes like soap. And that's, if you ask anybody about it, it's, yeah, it tastes like, I remember that. It tastes like soap.
Well, there was more than the purples.
No, you're talking about Chiclets.
No. Thrills.
No,
there,
Thrills was purple.
There was
purple.
A yellow Thrill, too.
No.
They're like Chiclets, right? They had a candy coating on.
Yeah, yeah, sort of like that. But your yellow ones, I'm not sure. We'll have to check that out, maybe look that up. But Thrills were always... always purple as far as I've ever known, and never seen a yellow Thrill ever. I'd have got a Thrill out of that. And Gold Rush gum.
Oh, Gold Rush in the bag.
Should I mention, yeah. The little Gold Rush gum in the bag. And that came in a couple different colors, and later on it was changed a little bit. But that was kind of neat. Little chunks of gum like gold. That was always neat to have as a kid in your pocket, a little bag, pull it out.
That's right.
Gum.
It was the candy that kind of lasted longer.
That?
Maybe
gum?
For you it didn't, but
well, if you sucked
you probably
on
threw
it.
The whole bag in your mouth all at once. Yeah. I got a bag.
I didn't even realize it was a gum until later. I just threw it in my mouth and swallowed it.
And what about Jawbreakers?
Jawbreakers, yeah, that's great. The big ones. And they had small ones, too, like the little, what did they call them, cannonballs or something at one time or something? I don't know, but the Jawbreakers were the big ones.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, the big bubble gum that was so big you couldn't get it in your mouth. You could put it in your mouth, but you couldn't chew it.
Right.
You couldn't get your
teeth
over
it. That seemed to be more expensive as well. Like, yeah, you had to save up to get a Jawbreaker. Yeah, that was, of course, that lasted forever as well.
Yeah, kind of neat. Different colors inside. If you ever broke it open, you could see the layers.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat.
I don't know if I ever finished a Jawbreaker, now that I think of it.
Yeah. I still have some that I didn't finish from when I was a kid.
Hey, it's the Jabber Quote of the Week, where we dissect quotes, proverbs, and sayings. The Jabber Quote of the Week.
Okay, this week's Jabber Quote is from, Jeff's got a good one this week. What is it?
By the way, a couple of guys at work, Larry and Steve, gave me a whole slew of these little sayings, proverbs, and whatever you want to call them. So probably for the rest of the life of the Jabbercast, these things are going to be courtesy of them. This week's Jabber Quote is, loose lips sink ships.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Where
loose
it might originate it or
lips,
what it means?
I think it's probably a wartime thing.
Absolutely.
And just like the face that launched a thousand ships, loose lips sink ships. I think you had to keep your wartime secrets to yourself, because if you blurted it out to the wrong person, then they would know where you were sailing, and then they would sink your ships. However, that has been brought out into more mainstream meaning, you know, just keep your mouth to yourself, basically.
Right. But something that you say can get you in trouble or get somebody in trouble, sure. But definitely did stem from the military, World War II, and sort of originated basically from soldiers writing home. And they had some guidelines to follow that, you know, you weren't allowed to say anything about this, this, and this. And there was something like a 10 guideline thing that you weren't really supposed to talk about or mention about for fear that it get, you know, you, your comrades, or your or the military itself in any kind of trouble, danger, or whatnot.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So that's just like the what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas kind of thing?
Sort of like that.
We'll have to use that for another show.
Sure, the Vegas show.
Yeah,
it's the Vegas guys.
Well, there's actually a very good podcast called The Strip.
Oh, nice.
It's about Vegas. It's a really good show. I suggest our listeners take a listen to that.
A little tidbit of information for you. And as well, you can subscribe to the Jabbercast through the iTunes Music Store if you're actually getting this from the website, which is www.thejabbercast.com. And we encourage our listeners to email us with text messages or maybe you record an audio message, something that you'd like us to even to play on the show regarding maybe our next topic coming up. And you can send those emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Hear me out. Here as an H-E-A-R.
Yeah. Hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Send us some information or whatnot on our next topic coming up. We always let you know what our next topic is. And next week's topic is going to be rules for kids.
Which entails grounding, punishments, the way that you think your kids should be brought up, and the guidelines that we put on our kids, and maybe what the kind of stuff that we were subjected to as kids that are way too politically incorrect to even go near.
Sure, and the viewpoints come from a parent and a non-parent as well.
Yes.
Lippo is a parent, and Big JD
is not a parent.
Well, I'm a parent, but I'm not a parent.
You're a parent to me.
Yeah. And you to me.
I hope so.
So that's next week's show, Rules for Kids. So you want to take advantage of that and send us something to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com if you want to get involved on next week's show. And as well, you can email us individually at any time, bigjd@thejabbercast.com or
lippo@thejabbercast.com.
Keep in mind, again, we hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, but you can always visit us at our website and listen from there and check out some of the show notes or occasionally throw something up there for you.
Speaking of which, there's a couple people that emailed us this week to give us their take on this week's subject.
Yeah, sure. We got a phone call regarding candy corn.
Candy corn.
You know, Halloween's coming up, and yeah. I think people got Halloween candy on the brain. I always like the Allen's Halloween candy, the ones that were wrapped up in the black and orange and whatnot. But candy corn, you never got into candy corn much?
No, I didn't like it.
My mother loves candy corn.
I didn't like it.
I like candy corn. I don't mind it. I don't get it very often, but it's kind of neat as a different something or other.
I think it was the texture of it. It just reminded me of something fake, I guess, or something. It didn't taste like toffee. It didn't taste like,
you know. If you think about it, it's, it seems like, I think it's an older candy as well. But when you mention toffee, what about Toffee Fay? Remember those?
Toffee
Fay. Those were supposed to be for adults.
Oh, right.
Those were good. It had a hazelnut
in it.
Sure. And, of course, the chocolate-covered raisins and peanuts, that was always something. I hate raisins, but the peanuts were fantastic.
I still go to, when at work, they get Mina's there. They sell three bags of candy for $5 or something.
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered raisins.
Or the bridge mix. It was all different. My brother used to like the bridge mix. And
bridge mix. I remember my grandmother used to buy that.
Yeah. That's an old candy from way back, too. And as well, somebody emailed about Cracker Jacks.
Oh, of course.
And what he did mention about Cracker Jacks, the nostalgia Cracker Jacks, that came in the box, and it wasn't wrapped or anything. It was just in a box with a prize. The Cracker Jacks was in the box. And now I believe that it's like a bag of chips.
Oh, right.
You know, Cracker
Jacks.
That
makes sense, yeah. But there's still a prize inside?
I believe there's still prizes inside,
yeah. Yeah,
sure. But the old ones, and nostalgically, it was a box with no wrapping. You just tear open the lid of the box, you know, or partially, and you get at your popcorn. Which leads me to the wonderful elephant pink popcorn that came in a box or a bag. Oh, boy, did I love that pink popcorn. Always digging for the ones that were real pink and crunchy and full of sugar.
Yeah, the sugary ones.
Can't get enough, folks.
What about the cone thing from our other listener?
The cone thing?
Yeah.
What cone thing?
The ice cream cone
candy. With marshmallow?
Yeah. Isn't that what...
No, candy corn.
Oh.
Who?
He. Ah.
Who's mentioned the other one?
I thought someone mentioned the there was the candy that was in the shape of an ice cream cone with the marshmallow in it and had a little sugar topping on it.
Yeah, those are tasty and you can still find them around. But more importantly, and this is now that you mentioned what was my favorite, okay? I would have to say that this is my favorite of all time thing, kind of a candy type thing. Not so much your penny candy type, but the package you can buy them. Or I used to get them individual at the store. The little ice cream cone with the honey on top. Hard.
You like those?
Oh, God, yeah, I love those.
And what was inside those?
Nothing. It was a hard layer of like honey at top. And when you bit it off, it was softer inside. Like there was still some honey inside.
Oh, right. It was
got hollow eventually, I think. But oh, maybe not. I think you used to bite the bottom off, and it was like softer, like a softer honey inside.
Yeah.
Boy, those were good. That's got to be my favorite. I find them once in a while in a box of like a dozen of them.
You buy them.
Gone by the time I get out to the car. So the Cracker Jacks comes from Nelson via email, and Mike had called us about the candy corn. So, although we did mention Mojos on the show, we did get a reminder to mention them from Terry. And also, we did get an email regarding our trivia question. What was that gum that had the bursting liquid center? That gum was Freshen Up. Freshen Up gum. Neat stuff. Thanks for the email.
And we definitely want our listeners to get a hold of us as far as what they think... some rules for kids should be.
Or any of your own experience as a kid growing up, what kind of rules might have been enforced on you or that you think should have been, maybe to make you turn out differently. Who knows? But get in touch with us. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. Visit the website, thejabbercast.com. And from Big JD and Lippo.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.